BK and Bell to the left, Lewis to the right. Third and eight, Wisconsin from its own 43. Wolf back to throw. Three-man rush. Chase pulls it down. 45 to the 50. Slides to the turf. And just shy of that first down. Started the slide at the 50. 1 minute left. Fourth down and one. Game on the line. 55 seconds to play. Ball at the 50. Fourth and one, Wisconsin. Down to 50 seconds. Wolf in relief, getting him organized. 47 seconds left. Two receivers left. One on the right. Wolf takes the snap, gives to Garendo, first down, inside the 45 to the 40, Garendo down near the 35, clock stops, 38 seconds left in regulation. They mark at the 36, first down, Wisconsin, and they get back on the ball. A Badger slow to get up, that's Garendo, and if he can't get off, it's going to cost Wisconsin time. Garendo's going to need some attention with 38 seconds to play. A first and 10 at the 36 of Minnesota.
I'm stunned they were even able to get that last play off, given the confusion before the ball was snapped.
Yeah, it was a mess. That was a case where, Wolf, I understand you want to protect yourself. You got to dive head first to pick up that first down. You slid, and that set up the confusion. Nice job to pick up the first down, but that was a valuable 20 or 25 seconds that ran off the clock.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Game clock showing 38 seconds to play. Minnesota 23, Wisconsin 16. Badgers will have a first and 10 at the Gophers' 36-yard line. Garendo up and now jogging off. And it's three receivers to the left. P.J. Fleck saying, run the clock, snap the Wolf, back to throw. Chase looking, winds it up, fires to the left, and that is caught by D.K. out of bounds at the 20-yard line of Minnesota. Trip to the red zone brought to you by the team on top at Chase, at Case IH. Got Chase on my mind. First down, Wisconsin, 32 seconds left. Badgers trying to pull even in the final minute, 23-16 Minnesota.
That was a super throw.
It was.
A guy who's standing on the sidelines all day and comes into a game like this.
DK tight left. Two receivers out to the right. From the Minnesota 20-yard line, first and 10. Brady Shipper in there at running back. Back to throw, Wolf. Looking. Fires right side. End zone. It's tipped up in the air. Incomplete. Flag down. Skyler Bell bumped to 5 yards deep in the end zone. 26 seconds to play. Penalty against the Gophers. 26 seconds to play. Penalty against the Gophers. First down, Wisconsin.
Swear, I wish they had the NFL
pass interference
rule.
Defense number 5. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
Jim Leonard offered it up last week. They considered making a move at quarterback in Lincoln. They liked the look that Graham Mertz gave them. No choice now. Mertz banged up, and Chase Wolf out of the bullpen has a first and goal at the 5 with 26 seconds to play. 23-16 Minnesota. Badgers out of timeouts. Brady Shipper remains in there at running back. Three receivers right, one on the left. Wolf takes the snap, looking, sets, throw, hit as he throws, ball is loose, flags are down, Molman scoops it up, and he gets brought down. I thought that was an incomplete pass, but they have a penalty marker that'll stop the clock with 21 seconds left, and let's sort this out. Here comes the call.
Repeat first down.
21 seconds to play. And they'll repeat first down, 23-16, Minnesota. As the ball now will be at the 15-yard line. First and goal, Wisconsin.
That was good pass pressure by Joyner. Jay Joyner. Joyner.
DK and Bell to the right. Lewis to the left. For the Minnesota 15, 21 seconds left. Wolf, penalty markers fly. Pre-snap movement as Wisconsin. Boy, we have seen this movie so often where critical penalties, and here's another one.
False start. Offense number 63, 5 yard penalty, first down.
First and goal at the 20 with 21 seconds to play.
And not to make excuses, but it is different with a different quarterback.
Different cadence wise. Yeah.
But so you have to overcome it.
Lewis to the left, Spell and DK to the right. Snap to Wolf out of the shotgun. Back to throws, steps up. Wolf lines up, throws left side in zone. Incomplete, wanted DK. Wolf almost went beyond the line of scrimmage. 15 seconds left. And it's second and goal, Wisconsin at the 20.
I don't know that he saw Lewis, but he had Lewis cutting across the goal line in front of DK, but I'm sure it wasn't in his sight line.
Second and goal at the 20, 15 seconds left, 23-16 Minnesota. Three receivers right, one on the left. Brady Shipper, the running back, and again, pre-snap movement. It's Tyler Beats, the left tackle. Five more yards against Wisconsin. Second and goal at the 25.
You can understand
that. I can't help him there.
You can understand it more if you were on the road and the crowd is factoring into it, but...
Yeah, this is a composure deal.
Yeah, a lot of guys pressing right now. Yep. Second and goal at the 25, 15 seconds left. Gophers up three. They started at the five. Penalties just crushing Wisconsin right now.
Oh, boy.
And they're really unorganized. Penalty markers down again. And another false start against Wisconsin.
False start. Offense number 71. 10-yard penalty. Second down.
5-yard penalty. Second down and goal at the 30. With 15 seconds remaining. They've gone from the 5 to the 30 with all of these penalties. Lewis to the left, Bell and DK to the right. Wolf in the shotgun, takes a snap, three-man rush. Chase steps up, fires, end zone, incomplete. Between Lewis and DK, about 8 yards deep in the end zone, 9 seconds to go, and it's third and goal, Wisconsin at the 30. ...23-16, Minnesota, leading Wisconsin. Third and goal for Chase Wolf and the Badgers offense. Third and goal, you heard it right, ball at the 30. Three receivers to the left, Wolf in the gun. Back to throw, checks it down, trying to get a few yards back. They get Skyler Bell, who scoots out of bounds at the 25, and that's it. So here you go. 5 seconds remaining, 23-16 Minnesota. Fourth down, goal to go, Wisconsin at the 25-yard line.
I mean, that was the best thing they could do on this drive, given all the penalties. Just get a short completion to make it a bit easier to get the ball into the end zone now.
DK to the left, Bell to the right. And now Minnesota will use a timeout with 5 seconds to play. 23-16, the Gophers on fourth and goal at the 25-yard line.
You can anticipate that picket fence of defenders right on the goal line.
If you can't get a jump ball, you almost need some kind of a like a hook and lateral type of play or just something a little bit tricky. I was thinking NFL, by the way, on those runoffs with the injuries. There was none. So it's 5 seconds left. 23-16 Minnesota. And the game in the balance now. The Badgers with a fourth and 25. Chase Wolf in for the injured Graham Mertz. And here we go. Jack Eschenbach to the left. DK, Bell, and Lewis to the right. Snap the Wolf. Steps up, Chase in some traffic. He'll throw it in zone, and it's incomplete. Back line of the end zone, and the Minnesota Golden Gophers will keep Paul Bunyan's axe.
Taste to lose the axe to Minnesota, but the way this last series unfolded makes it even tougher to swallow, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's just been symbolic of the troubles with this team, with the self-inflicted mistakes, critical penalties. A chance where you have momentum to build on it, they don't do it. And this lack of offense has come back to bite them today.
You were actually in a position to get this thing into overtime when you're on the 5-yard line. You've got a relatively decent chance, but then you back up all the way to the 30 and take yourself out of any opportunity.
If it's Jim Leonard, whoever it is, they know that job one is to fix this offense because it's just flat out not good enough, and it's come back to haunt him here today. Very competitive game, very hard fought, both sides. Credit to Minnesota, They came up with some big, big plays in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just it made more plays in the quarterback position. You know, obviously, what a job on some critical throws in the fourth quarter. And on the flip side, we did not do that. Very fortunate to be in a position to try and tie the game up. And unfortunately, like you said, Matt, the same mistakes that we've seen over and over for this season. And why it's a 6-6 team is because it's inconsistent.
And that reared its head today. And if I would have told you the defense was going to hold Ibrahim to 70 yards on 27 carries,
you'd
figure you'd be in pretty good shape. And you were if you would have done anything offensively in the fourth quarter.
So for the first time since the 93-94 seasons, the Gophers have knocked off Wisconsin in back-to-back years. And it's Minnesota with the chance to parade Paul Bunyan's axe as the Badgers on that last possession guilty of four penalties. They got it down to the five, and then the penalties just backed them up from there. For our network stations coming up, second half break number nine. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Last spring, you chose hardworking seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
Hey, Badgers fans, it's time to gear up for the season, so let's do it right. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more. Shields has everything you need to show your Wisconsin pride. Visit our fan shop online or in-store for the biggest and best brands in the game. You'll find the right gear to level up your team spirit with all the essentials for your pregame parking lot party. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
The Minnesota Golden Gophers come up with 10 points in the fourth quarter, erasing what was a three-point deficit as Minnesota keeps the axe for another year. Your final score, Minnesota 23, Wisconsin 16. We're back at the Ford postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
So what's in your future? High school graduation, a career change, returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. We are the 10,000 strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools. Strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. World-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Explore your future with the Wisconsin operating engineers, Local 139. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises. Put a little
love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
We'll be right back.
light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of low around 31, tonight under overcast skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 41, tomorrow cloudy skies. Partly cloudy, tomorrow night lows dip down to about 22. Upper 30s, Monday and Tuesday, with mixed precipitation possible at times, Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. DeKalb Brand Corn. Winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb Brand Corn. And by Case IH. Enter the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
The Minnesota Golden Gophers hold off Wisconsin this afternoon 23-16. Boy, something about these revenge games, right? Ohio State waited a year to get Michigan in its home turf. Ohio State got trounced. Wisconsin waited a year to get Minnesota back here. Down to the wire game. But, man, just, again, the self-inflicted mistakes. Minnesota beats Wisconsin 23-16. And, you know, Paul Christ mentioned this, early in the year. It's not just beating the opponent, it's beating yourself. And Wisconsin, again, late in this game, did it again.
The frustrating thing now, I'm sure, for Badger fans, for all of us, really, because we watched how Wisconsin responded in the fourth quarter and Nebraska, and I think we all thought, okay, maybe this is kind of a turning case to win a game when you trail 14-3 going into the final quarter. And yet here today, it's just a complete backslide. They take two steps back with the way they played, didn't execute in the fourth quarter again.
Yeah, just it's a shame, because you, I mentioned it multiple times, you hope that that's a game you look back on, and I mean, maybe you still can.
And you can, you're
in,
right.
In the big picture, but yeah, you wanted to follow it up. You waited all this time to get Minnesota back here, and it's just a tough pill to swallow for these guys. They're going to get a bowl game, wherever that's going to be, and you know, the coaching situation should be settled here sooner than later. Jim has used the words a lot, you know, dynamic, got to find a way, you know, offensively. If that is, but lack of playmaking ability came back to haunt.
Yeah, it's just too hard to ask you to go 15 play drives and not have that sense of explosive plays. And also, I think, you know, we have looked at this all season. And you, Braylon Allen has fought through a lot of stuff, and he's run hard. But I really think that you need to look up front, too. That's been a staple. That's what this program is built on. And, you know, for the last really 6 to 8 weeks, it has not been as consistent as you need it to be. And if you're going to, you know, play offense the way that we do, you need to be dominant up front. And that has just not been the case. So there's a lot of things, you know, whether it's Jimmy Leonard or whoever it's going to be, when they come in, that needs to be job one. Get that. And, yeah, you just need more dynamic playmakers and putting in a position to do it, because today you get one touchdown, you stall, and then you do get yourself in position and things completely unravel. So it's frustrating. I think Wisconsin Badger fans, we appreciate everybody's efforts, but we have high expectations now. And with that, you need to produce. So whatever ends up happening from the coaching search, you know that's going to be the
plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Time for today's Case IH Red Zone Recap. Case IH knows a powerhouse team stays productive in the red zone with a can-do attitude. That's why our equipment is designed to meet every challenge in the field and win. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Wisconsin, 2 of 3 in the red zone, a field goal and a touchdown today. Minnesota ends up 3 out of 4 in the red zone. The Badgers missed on that final opportunity. They got it down to the 5-yard line, a hold and 3 false starts later. They had a goal to go at the 30, and Minnesota able to win the game here today, 23-16.
That was stunning to me. Because you just begin to start believing that they're going to find a way to get this thing into overtime, right? They're just going to find a way with Chase Wolfe running the offense, and they were able to pick up a first down on that run by Garendo, and Garendo's hurt on that play, and yet all of a sudden they're looking at 5 yards.
Yeah.
5 yards to get the ball into the end zone, and you're thinking overtime.
Yeah, and a lot of confusion, too. The scoreboard, did they have a timeout? Did they not? There should have been, by rule, a runoff. The only reason in the final minute that you stop the clock, if it's because of an injury and you're out of timeouts, you get a runoff. But apparently confusion of the number of timeouts that Wisconsin had. So, long story short, that saved Wisconsin. The Badgers had time to do what it did. But it's the ultimate. And I guess it comes down to, you know, I've talked to managers or coaches talking about baseball or football, basketball, and like some say they don't believe in pressing. It's about concentrating. Whatever the case, Tausch, I mean, when you're struggling on offense and you're trying like the Dickens to get the ball in the end zone late, I've got to think, particularly with the false starts, and maybe some of it is cadence with a quarterback coming in late like that, a quarterback change, but you just got a group that is, you know, maybe trying to do too much, and it came back to haunt.
Yeah, it just was discombobulated. You saw that on the fourth. You know, Chase doesn't, he slides and doesn't pick up the first down. The clock is running, and everybody's panicking. And that's where Graham, somebody that has taken all the reps, it's a tough spot. And you're asking your backup quarterback to be able to do all that. But there just was a lot of confusion. And you saw that then. You get a holding penalty, then a couple of false starts. There is, as an offensive lineman, you get beat, you have to let that go. And the guys got a little antsy, jumped. You didn't have guys lined up. It was a complete blank show at the end of the game. And that's, unfortunately, that will be kind of one of the lasting images of this season. Yeah. When you start looking back at it, and it's unfortunate because they did grind and fight to get themselves in that position to have it at the 5-yard line to try and tie this game up, but that's not what you're going to remember.
Yeah, that's even more frustrating when you give Minnesota a chance to parade around your own turf with the
that
ass.
Sucks.
And just the way
listen, I think that coach Fleck is one of the guys that I think you absolutely don't like him unless he's your guy. And I think Minnesota, obviously, he's done a very good job. He's turned that program around. And as much as it pains us to say, they've beaten us the last couple times in, 3 out of 4 years?
Yeah.
That Max has been up in Minneapolis. And we have to live with that for another year.
Yeah, it's that like, you don't have to like, but you better respect him.
Absolutely.
You
know,
and, he's maybe drawn even in the Big Ten. They haven't won the West yet under his watch, but they have made this rivalry just
and
that
got a,
again.
And they got a quarterback.
They got a quarterback.
Oh, he was good.
They got a quarterback.
He's only going to get better, and you love that skill set that he's got. So Wisconsin has a lot of work to do. I think that'll be the nicest way to put it.
Yeah. Defense ended up playing pretty well this season, but the offense, 10 points against Iowa, 15 against Nebraska, 16 today. Take care of some business here. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. By the way, congratulations to the Big Ten West champion, the Purdue Boilermakers. They beat Indiana today 30-16. Illinois tried to hold up its end of the bargain. It trounced Northwestern 41-3, but it'll be Purdue and Michigan next week at Lucas Oil Stadium in the Big Ten championship game. Minnesota a winner here in Madison, 23-16. More to come as our Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com. At Evans Transportation, the Badgers' offense is our inspiration. While the red and white are grinding out yards and punishing defenses, Evans keeps our customers moving forward by finding solutions for their supply chain needs. If you're a Wisconsin company looking for a money-saving end-to-end transportation management partner, contact Evans today at evanstrans.com. Go Badgers from Evans in Delafield, and keep moving forward.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
At your local grocery store.
The Ford postgame show continues as Minnesota holds off Wisconsin 23-16. A few minutes ago, Mike Keller caught up with Badgers head coach Jim Leonard.
Jim, let's start in the fourth quarter. You take a three-point lead into that quarter. I know in your message to the team, you're talking about trying to find a way to finish better.
Yeah, no question. You know, we need to win that game. We have a lead going into the fourth quarter. We have to close it out, right? Both sides of the ball, special teams was coming up big. You know, we have to finish that game. There's no question about it.
Their throw game was awfully good today. It's a quarterback that isn't their everyday quarterback, hasn't been throughout the season. But you were able to slow their run game, but in the air, they were big.
Yeah, I'll give him credit. You know, the quarterback played extremely well, much better than we needed him to play. You know, we needed to execute better in coverage, and they made plays. I give him credit. Players were making plays. Schematically, they had some good things in. But I got to find ways to help the DBs out a little bit more. You know, we were struggling a little bit more than I anticipated.
Jim, let's take to the final drive of the game. You do get the ball back on the field goal that goes off the upright. And then Graham goes down. That's a scramble drill then. And up until you got to the 5-yard line, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love Graham to throw the ball away. We can't take sacks in that situation with no timeouts left. And unfortunately, he got hurt. Wolfie came in and did a great job executing the offense, getting us down there, and then just an ugly, ugly finish. You know, I think we're first and goal on the 5. Just got really sloppy. And unfortunately, we had our chances. You know, we did a great job of executing that 2-minute drive and making throws and making plays, give ourselves a chance. Can't finish that way.
Let's finish on that then. Your message, don't know what's going to happen the next week or with a bowl game, but your message to that group when they came in the locker room today?
We'll find a way to make this place better, you know, in all areas. I hope I'm the guy to do that, but unfortunately we came up short today, and we haven't been good enough, you know, flat out. We haven't been good enough. I'm excited for the opportunity. I hope it comes my way.
Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. Matt, back to you.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Well, he has handled this with the utmost in class. He's had a lot to deal with as a head coach, talking about Jim Leonard. You take over midstream, and that's not easy. He's been really good about trying to, because he knows how much the players like and respect Paul Christ, and he's earned all of that, without a doubt, trying to hold things together. So many of these guys were close with Devin Chandler, who was shot and killed 2 weeks ago on the campus at the University of Virginia. So there was all of that, and then the football-related matters. He's had a lot to navigate, and he's, I think, being as upfront as he can.
He's been very transparent.
He really has. He's been very transparent.
And we know, the three of us know how intensely competitive Jim Leonard is. We know how much he's hurting right now. Now, he's hurting for his team first,
yep.
And that's the way Leonard is, the ultimate teammate. But he's just hurting because he's not accustomed to feeling this way, is he? When you think about it, you know, the 10 years in the NFL and what he's gone through and seeing the things that were happening on the field, Thompson, I can't imagine he can process that in a matter of minutes, a matter of, you know, even days as he tries to get a handle on this program.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, staying even keeled and you understand that, but with so much uncertainty and, you know, I think we all hope and believe that it is going to be Jimmy, but he also realizes that things need to change. There is, you know, the status quo and what we've seen is it's not been good enough. And I think some of the questions Mike just asked about the defense, he came into this game thinking we'll be able to handle and hold up against this quarterback, force him to make throws, and he did. But our guys didn't make enough plays, whether it's on the slant routes that, you know, beat us. So there is a, you know, there's going to be a lot of moving parts, and I think this program, we need a reboot as far as where we're at. And I think Jimmy, I hope it's going to be him, and I hope he realizes, you know, the great thing is you know it's important to him, and you can feel it. You can hear it in his voice that this place is special, and he knows things need to change. So, you know, we'll see how things play out, but I think we can be excited if it is going to be Jimmy that gets this. He is going to dump everything he's got into it.
Go back to what Matt was saying right after the broadcast, though. They have to fix this offense. I mean, you give up more points than you wanted today, but you've got to find a way to score. And in college football, that is the number one priority for everybody at every level in every league, Power 5 or not. You have to be able to put points on the board with some consistency. And late in this game, where we're still talking about, all right, third and medium, third and short, what's their go-to? What is their go-to play?
Yeah.
12 games into the season, I couldn't tell you that.
No. I'm
not sure they could.
No, the lack of explosiveness when you have to drive that far, eventually You know, we've seen the Badgers live on this, you know, defensively. You bend, and eventually the other guy's going to make a mistake, and that's what we're seeing with this Wisconsin offense. Eventually there's a mistake.
Yeah, and really we've seen this for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. When, you know, Melvin Gordon was here and JT23, they covered a lot of ales from a, you know, receiver/quarterback standpoint because they're home run hitters. You know, Braylon Allen's a nice back. He's physical and not a home run hitter. So it's just, it's tough. So now you have to look holistically and figure out, all right, what can we do in order to get that way? Because it is hard to ask defenses in today's day, and when every rule is for the offense, it's tough. I mean, to hold teams, you know, consistently to 15, 16 points and under, you're asking your guys, that's an untenable, it's just an untenable situation. So the offense, it's been, we're physical, we're tough, and that is all great, and that still needs to be a staple, but we need more.
Well, especially today when you're leading 16-13 going into the fourth quarter on your home turf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy said it, you got to close them out. You got to finish. You got to win this game, period.
Yeah, we watch Wisconsin teams do that a lot over the years. We just haven't seen it a whole lot lately, and it came back, and Minnesota made the plays when it had to. Credit to the Gophers here as Minnesota wins it 23-16. We'll take another break. More of our Ford postgame show coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This football season, make the catch of a lifetime by choosing LRS to be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees and cutting-edge locations throughout Wisconsin. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
For nearly 45 years, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
Farm Safe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Ford postgame show continues 23-16. Minnesota defeats Wisconsin. A quick highlight on our call of the game presented by Culver's. Just the one touchdown For Wisconsin came in the third quarter, and we use the word momentum a lot, but it seemed like Wisconsin had the momentum after this play. Mertz in the shotgun, Malusi to his left, Graham takes the snap, here's Malusi, now the end around, Chimere Dike got a block from Mertz to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Wisconsin! Chimere Dike working off a Graham Mertz block, and the Badgers take the lead here in the third quarter. Yeah, a little reverse action right there as Chimere was able to go in, Badgers took the lead, had multiple possessions with that lead, but just unable to build on that, and Minnesota made some big-time plays. Ethan Kaliak-Manis was huge for Minnesota, and on a day where Wisconsin held Mo Ibrahim to 70 rushing yards on 27 attempts, his streak of 100-yard games ends at 19. If you were to say before the game you're able to do that, you had to feel good about it. But they, you know, they did what made sense. You make the quarterback beat you, and today he did.
He did, and it was interesting to hear, you know, Jimmy Leonard's comments after the game that didn't expect that, not helping the DBs enough. You give the quarterback a ton of credit because you always want to, and whether that's the Belichick way of thinking or whatever, you don't let the other team's best player beat you, and you didn't. But give this kid credit. Some of the throws he made, especially, I just think back in that fourth quarter, that the dot that he throws down on the right sideline, but the play where he got drilled. And he made the throw to his tight end, and they picked up 15 or 20 yards. It was really impressive to watch, both with his legs and with his arm, what he was able to do. So Minnesota feels great about that piece of it. And, again, I think we can look and criticize the defense a little bit, but I thought they played their tails off. I thought they put this team in a position to win. And you're ahead going into the fourth quarter, and you just didn't make enough plays, both on offense and then defensively. You gave up a couple of big plays, and it was just too much to overcome.
Well, despite this ending today, it's fun working with
it's
you.
It's always
again.
Fun, yeah. And this has been a real challenging season, I think. You know, obviously, we like Paul, and it was really disappointing to see how that played out. Now, I think from this program standpoint, we were just talking, man, this is so much more fun when you win.
Funny how that works,
fans
right?
Fans and everybody else, but everybody wants to be around a winner, and there is no doubt that, you know, Mac and everybody involved here is going to do everything to get this place back to where it belongs, and today wasn't it.
Been a minute since there's been a football season like this in Wisconsin. You got the Packers, at 4-7? They get the Eagles tomorrow.
I always want to give a shout-out to our deer hunter because it always feels like, yeah. Isn't that the radio? So you know what? I'm going to finish this thing on a positive note. Yeah, Kate and Drew, all the guys that I know that were out hunting, got a couple. So tip the cap to at least that piece of it, even though the football has not been up to par this entire fall, really.
We love all those hunters out there.
It's a great radio.
Absolutely.
Turn the crank the tunes up, get the radio going, listen to Matt LaPay with the one of the positives. You got the lifetime contract, so there was at least one positive that came from this season, but I can't think of a lot else that's super positive.
But better days will be ahead.
Absolutely, they will be.
Feel good about that. And when it happens, you'll appreciate it even
absolutely.
More. Absolutely. Right? So enjoy it, Tausch.
You got it.
Take care. Keep Wilde in line. Good luck with that. Badgers fall to Minnesota here today, 23-16. We invite you to stick around. Much more to come. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott and UW Athletics Hall of Famer Travis Beckham as the Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Cenex,
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than 400,000 connections, make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
The Badgers know a successful season demands a powerhouse team with a can-do attitude. So does Case IH. We're committed to developing the most powerful, productive, and reliable equipment. From tillage, planting, and harvesting to hay and forage, Case IH equipment meets every challenge in the field and wins. Check out a leading lineup by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On, Wisconsin!
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
And their new store in Brookfield.
Hey, Mike Lucas and Tausch, they pass the baton to us. Travis Beckham, the Hall of Famer, meets Tim Scott deep inside the set at Union South, up on the big screen, watching some positivity today. That would be the Wisconsin volleyball team, the Big Ten champion. Yeah, taking care of Ohio State, up one set to none as they play in Columbus, up Wisconsin 14-9. In that second set, I joked because I was trying to find a nice way to ease into this today. On the final drive...
Oh, man.
You've got first and goal at the five. The axe on the line. Four penalties. You throw airmail a couple of throws in the end zone. You come up empty. You lose this game today. I don't know if you're into symbols, but I thought that final sequence, the chaos, everything there, for me, it was emblematic of this season as a whole.
Yeah.
This whole season has been so chaotic. As you and I were walking over from the stadium here to Union South, I said to you, theirs would have mapped out, and if they did, and it would have mapped out as it's mapped out, we wouldn't have believed it back in September. And I was thinking,
can't make this stuff up.
No, and that's a Butchie line. I like it because you can't make this stuff up. The way they finished, and I've done this for so many years, and we've talked about this in past postgames with a lot of former players. And when it comes to Minnesota, and when we suffer, although they've been few and far between until recently, the losses to Minnesota, you guys get upset, you guys get frustrated. You've been on your phone since we walked over here. And that's all your ex-teammates blowing that phone up.
Yeah.
They ain't happy tonight, are they?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, this game just means that much more. I think this axe is I think if you look at college football, and yes, it's a rivalry game, it's a trophy game, but this means so much more, especially to Someone's got to be honest. And this was not pretty at all. And it's a very, very, very disappointing season, and it's going to be a very busy offseason.
Lots of stuff for us to digest in the next few hours as we do here in the postgame show. You can sound off tonight toll-free at 866-892-8259. You can text us at 414-799-1973. Emails coming in the postgame inbox, too, at badgerpost@gmail.com. Mike Heller, you heard a bit with him, with interim coach Leonard. We'll hear more from Mike in a few minutes. Here's the thing that, as a fan, we don't understand, okay? And you and I talked a little bit about this, so I want to bring this up again. Your bread and butter, you made your money in the NFL playing offense. A tight end, in many ways, is a pseudo-offensive lineman.
Yeah.
In a situation like that, the five-yard line, regardless of who your quarterback is,
hopes into, okay? And he has not been consistent enough for us to sit here and say that this is the guy. This is the guy. Again, if I'm a receiver, and people worry, people wonder why we don't have these top receivers, we don't have these electrifying receivers come to Wisconsin, because of stuff like today, because of stuff throughout the season. If I'm a receiver, I'm not coming to Wisconsin. I'm not. And if I'm a quarterback, I'm looking at a receiver. It's like, yeah, we have potential, but we don't have a quarterback that can consistently get these guys the ball. Like, DK, yes, he had a great touchdown on the reverse, but we need more of that. We need more of that. The offense is very vanilla. We there's got to be a big off-season change. Otherwise, this is going downhill.
Well, I think that's the thing that was disappointing tonight. tonight is that the defense, which has been the heart and soul of this team all season, and what a difference his defense makes when Nick Herbig's on it.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That second half defense just looked completely different.
Exactly.
But they hung tough, and in the end, when you needed the offense to bail you out, to force overtime and see what happens after that, they come up short. And I...
You can't. I mean, I don't even think it's possible to make that happen in video games.
Travis,
I've
been doing this since 1998.
Yeah.
And again, I'm sure I missed a few games along the way, but I don't ever remember seeing a Wisconsin team, the offensive line, called for four straight penalties. I don't think I've ever seen it before. It's just insane. And where it happened, when it happened, which is even crazier.
Exactly.
All right. Lots of stuff for us to digest in this loss tonight. And again, on a positive side, they did win last week at Nebraska, so they are bowl eligible. And they're going to go bowling, so we'll see them one more time this year. But it will be an interesting offseason.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It needs to be. I mean, if they need to start recruiting. These volleyball play. I mean, this volleyball team, we're winning back-to-back Big Ten championships. I mean, we need this. We need this kind of energy on the football team.
Well,
so we need to figure out a call with the head coach of the volleyball team and
get Kelly Sheffield involved.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. We'll work on that. You like that size. Yeah. That's what you like. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We hope to be inside the locker room soon with Mike Heller. Plus, we hope to hear from Jim Leonard when he meets.